A few weeks ago, Nikita gets on his own platform and says, in less than 90 days, iMessage, phone calls, and Gmail will be so flooded with spam and automation that they will no longer be usable, and we will have no way to stop it. Now, this isn't some random schmuck posting conspiracy theories on Reddit about how Chipotle gives you diarrhea on purpose. No, this is a man who gets professionally destroyed by this shit every single day, and he's basically telling the rest of us to lube up because it's coming for everyone. 2 weeks later, he purges 1.7 million bot accounts off X, and the next day, they just respawn. See, bots used to be simple. Now, they have like a PhD in natural language processing and a Bitcoin wallet. And so someone asks him why it's about to get worse, and his answer was the one word no one wants to hear, OpenClaw. Now, if you're not familiar with OpenClaw, firstly, I envy you. It's currently the highest starred software project in GitHub history. It has more stars than React. Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, who has almost certainly never tried OpenClaw or even knows what it does, just called it the most important open source project in the history of humanity. What OpenClaw does is it lets any moron with a laptop build an AI agent that can send emails and texts and browse the web and make phone calls and impersonate you. Some guy had his OpenClaw negotiate car prices with dealers over iMessage while he was at brunch. Nikita's point is basically, what happens when every scammer in Nigeria and every crypto bro in Miami and every horny catfisher in Wyoming gets one of these? See, because before, you needed to actually know shit to be a spammer. You needed to know how to operate servers and write scripts and read code. Now you just need a laptop and the moral compass of a pharma CEO. And the problem with spam is not just that it's a nuisance. The Chinese government, surprise, surprise, they figure this out before anyone. The Chinese government floods X search results with porn every time there's some political unrest. So when there's protests in China, the search results for Chinese keywords suddenly become nothing but tits and ass. It's no longer censorship or blocking the information. Now you drown the information out with content that is 10 times more engaging. Some guy in Beijing opens up X to look up protest footage and instead finds himself jerking off for 45 minutes. The CCP is looking through his webcam like, nice, we got him. You can't overthrow the government while you're jerking off. It's the great cum wall of China. Basically, we all live behind that wall now. And the reply spam on X, it used to be like hot girls in bikinis saying, check out my profile. Now it's AI-generated hot girls with AI-generated bikinis going, check out my AI-generated profile, which links to an AI-generated crypto scam. We used to get scammed by real people, damn it. The worst part about modern AI content is that every single piece of AI-generated content was specifically engineered at the neural network level to be more engaging than anything a human being can ever write. There's a process called RLHF where they train these models by showing humans two responses and asking them, which one do you prefer? And then they just reinforce whichever one is more compelling. Every AI model has been mathematically optimized to hold your attention better than any human written piece of content ever could. Google traffic to actual publishers dropped 38% last year in the US alone. The economic model of the internet is collapsing. We had a deal. We paid humans to write genuine things, and in exchange, they got ad revenue. That deal is now dead. Because why would an ad network pay a human when a bot generates more clicks? The algorithm doesn't care. The ad networks don't care. Nobody in the chain between creation and monetization has any incentive whatsoever to care if it's real. You could see this playing out everywhere. Of YouTube's 100 fastest growing channels last year, nearly 10 were fully AI generated. Slop was the Merriam-Webster word of the year for 2025. We went from selfie to slop in about 10 years. That's basically the arc of the internet in a single sentence. And I mean, look, the internet was always full of spam. Let's not pretend it wasn't. But at least the spam used to be stupid. You could see it coming from a mile away. The grammar was shit. You had like 3 different fonts in a single sentence. Nobody fell for that shit. Almost nobody. And now the spam is smarter than you. It writes better than you. The spam went out and got a college degree, and you're still on your parents' phone plan. And Nikita. Poor, poor Nikita. I mean, he's still in there fighting. He added a dislike button to replies last week. That's basically like the forefront of spam fighting today. A freaking dislike button. And so you're probably wondering, okay, so what happens next? What's the play? But this isn't that kind of video. There's no solution to this. This isn't a problem we just fix. This is just what the internet is now. And it's only going to get weirder from here. Your inbox is going to be so full of AI-generated emails that are so personalized and so well-written that the only way to know if something is real is if you already know the person who sent it. If some stranger emails you a perfectly crafted pitch, it's fake. If you get a LinkedIn message that seems weirdly relevant to like your exact career situation, fake. You get a DM from a beautiful woman who seems genuinely interested in your personality, brother, come on. The old internet wasn't perfect, but at least smart people could recognize the spam from a mile away. In the new internet, you won't be able to tell anymore. Because the thing that's trying to fool you was built from the ground up to be better at fooling you than you are at not being fooled. It's not a fair fight. It's not even close. And in the meantime, the only thing that still means anything on this internet is the people you already trust. It's not going to be the individual posts or the platforms or the algorithms. It's people, specific humans who have earned it over time. That's it. That's all that's left.